Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This is the most important election of our lifetimes, and it's going to be the most difficult. But it is also the moment that we have been waiting for, the moment we were meant for, the moment we meet our destiny.
You can destroy the Emperor. It is your destiny. Join me. Together, we can rule the galaxy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now, are you hearing some concern amongst your colleagues, or are you sort of a lone wolf in all of this?
What I'm hearing out in the street is, with most people, is they're kind of tired, they're kind of worn out, they're kind of bored, and they really want to move on, unless there's something new and amazing.
Well, Republicans argue here.
You know what, if we could just talk about what we want to do. I really have a real discomfort level of responding to what Republicans say. The words of the president weigh a ton. He should not frivolously throw out insults. I think part of it is his own insecurity as an imposter.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff are racing to get this done. They want to get this done before information that comes out that damages the Obama-Biden administration and their efforts to frame Donald Trump come out in the IG report. The report is supposedly 500 pages. It doesn't take an inspector general 500 pages to say that everything was done correctly and properly.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I am running to be president of the United States. I'm not talking about a moderate agenda. This is no time for a moderate agenda. I'm talking about being woke while leaving room for the still waking.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
If Deval Patrick wants to lead the woke, I'm going to need a prescription for some powerful sleeping pills. Can you believe that? Ugh, we got so much to get to today here on the Howie Carr Show. I guess we'll have to start with Deval Patrick. But there is so much. Bill Barr, the Attorney General, made an amazing speech, delivered it at the Federalist Society in Washington on Friday night, and it's just outstanding. It was very thoughtful. He is really a wise man, and we'll get to some of that. We have some sound cuts. I'll give you a lot of it. It's unfortunate that so little attention was paid to it over the weekend. You know, they're all concerned about President Trump's tweet. Is this an impeachable tweet? And how about Nancy Pelosi there? How dare the president insult everybody? But that's what he does because he's an imposter. Really. I mean, she is as almost as bad as you-know-who, Adam Schiff, the pride of Framingham, Massachusetts. And, you know, the thing about Adam Schiff is, remember a couple of weeks ago or maybe a month ago, there was this guy named Ed Buck. His real name is Ed Buckmelter. He's this gay millionaire from West Hollywood, which is the gay mecca of the left coast. And it turns out two black gay escorts had died of drug overdoses at his house. He had administered methamphetamine overdoses to them. A third person, or at least a third gay black escort, almost died, maybe a fourth. And it turns out that he was a major contributor to Adam Schiff, and Adam Schiff and the New York Times said, oh, he's just a small-time Democrat donor. You know how much the small-time Democrat donor gave? $114,000. He had pictures taken not only with Schiff but with Hillary Clinton. I'd say $114,000 usually rises you to a pretty high level of donor in either party. So that's one of Schiff's big guys is this guy, Ed Buck, who is now facing charges of basically killing the two gay black escorts with drug overdoses. So over the weekend, there's been another arrest in L.A., An Emmy Award-winning former medical correspondent for NBC was arrested for allegedly asking a 9-year-old girl to send him sexually explicit photos. A 9-year-old girl.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Dr. Bruce Hensel, 71, was charged with asking the daughter of a friend through an online messaging app for the photos in August, the LA Times reported. Dr. Bruce Hensel, he worked for a network, so that means most of us don't really know who the hell he is. But, you know, I've found someone who can introduce us to Dr. Bruce Hensel, the latest perv that's been arrested in Southern California. Cut number 5.
And it gives me great pleasure to introduce our moderator this evening, a wonderful doctor and a very brave moderator, and that is my friend Dr. Bruce Hensel. He's published 2 books and has won numerous Emmys and Golden Mics for his work on NBC TV and ABC TV radio. Perhaps even more significantly, he writes and produces much of his own TV and radio material.
That's, of course, Adam Schiff introducing his dear friend, Dr. Bruce Hensel, now under arrest for allegedly asking a 9-year-old girl. Who do you think is his better friend, Ed Bach, who's under arrest for giving lethal overdoses to gay black male escorts, or his friend, Dr. Bruce Hensel, who's been charged with allegedly asking a 9-year-old girl to send him sexually explicit photos? So this is Democrats in the news. 844-500-4242. So I want to just get into a brief, we'll get into Bill Barr's speech a little bit later, but I just wanted to mention Deval Patrick. He's going to have a tough time, and I really find this ironic that he's at somewhat of a disadvantage, because until now he's never been attacked. He was always protected for so many reasons by the Boston Globe, you know, which doesn't have much power now, but it did still have some residual clout back in 2006 when he first ran, and they always took care of him and you know, went out of their way to cover up anything he or his appointees did, you know, and there was plenty of sleazy stuff they did. I won't go into it. We all know the details, or most of us do. But now he jumps into the race, and he's going up against another one of their favorites, the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren. And so they come right out of the box and start attacking him. The first thing they do is over the weekend, they run a story saying that, you know, how he got a woman fired from the sex offenders registry board because she wanted his brother-in-law to register as a sex offender. The guy has since been convicted of raping his wife, Deval's sister, again. He's in prison now. And so they never covered the story, or they barely covered it when it was going on and embarrassing him because he was their guy. But now he's running against their squaw, their fake Indian, and so they come right out of the box, and yet they're still so embarrassed to go after this black governor and his black brother-in-law, former brother-in-law, that they say, the story was initially broken by the Boston Herald back in 2006. See, so they want to whack him with it to protect the fake Indian. Then the next day, that was Saturday. So then Sunday they have a story. He's in California talking to this group of woke Democrats, and so so they're saying he is met with derision and indifference out in California. They never treated him like this when he was running against an Irish guy named Tom Riley, or a Republican woman named Muffy Healey. Or even Tall Deval, Charlie Baker. They always treated him with great deference and respect. And then today, they go up to Cory Booker and they say, what's it like running against this Johnny-come-lately, this parvenu who's jumped into the race and is trying to steal your thunder, Senator Cory Booker? Yeah. Someone says, Deval Patrick, he'll stand up for the little guy. So let's play the cuts from Deval on being woke. Cut three.
I'm not running, my friends, to be president of the Democrats. I am running to be president of the United States. There's a difference. I'm not talking about a moderate agenda. This is no time for a moderate agenda. I'm talking about being woke while leaving room for the still waking.
And then he goes on MSNBC and basically repeats, this is his mantra for the campaign. And again, the people in California that were interviewed by The Globe were talking about his work at Bain Capital. Either they're paying attention very closely, or maybe someone at The Globe is prompting them a little bit. How do you feel about him working for Bain Capital? What the hell's Bain Capital? That's where Mitt Romney worked, you know, when he was killing women with cancer and in Indiana and shutting down every factory in the Hoosier state. But now Deval's working there, and nothing bad has been written about Bain Capital since they hired Deval. It's they got a grant of immunity, but now Bain Capital has become evil again because Deval has the audacity to run against the fake Indian. Cut four.
I love that the party has moved to the left. I love that we are the party of the woke. I believe that we also have to be the party of the still waking.
All right. The still waking. I think his, you know what his campaign is going to be? Awake. Visiting hours 2 to 4 or 4 to 6 and 7 to 9. 844.
I saw his campaign launch video. He was not awake for that at all.
No, he didn't. He also, he apparently has misplaced his ties. I guess Bain has no dress code or anything. He didn't even bother to wear a tie. 603, hey, I'm driving here. Woke me when it's over. And someone else says, gee, Kanye West makes more sense than Deval. A lot more sense. A lot more sense. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling them now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Massachusetts ban distribution of single-use plastic bags?
No, there's the legislature is adjourning, or you know, checking out, going on Christmas vacation even before Thanksgiving as of Wednesday, and they're going to pass a distracted driving bill. They're going to ban handheld phones, it looks like, and they're also going to ban all plastic bags, and you're going to have to pay for paper bags too. So now you can get free paper bags or plastic bags under this marvelous reform to save the planet and the polar bears. You're going to be able to not get any plastic bags and pay for paper bags. What a wonderful reform. No.
91% say no.
Ugh. We'll get to that later on in the show. 844-500. People are enjoying this talk about the woke community. The still waking, laughing out loud, I'm tired. Still awakening, I'll sleep through, thanks. Where's my snooze button? Are the still waking stuck down in mom's basement? Can't we all just go back to sleep? The more woke they are, the more broke we are. Oh, boy. This is really ridiculous. If they're woke, does that mean they're not dreamers? That's from Paul, the UPS guy. God, that guy, he really is going nowhere. 844-500-4242. Let's see. Are we ready to go here? Can we take a call? Can we take a call from Bob? Is Bob there? Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Good afternoon, Howie. I don't know what's taking these Democrats, like Small Deval, so long to wake up. I get up at 4:30 a.m. every day.
I know. What is this whole thing about being woke? I mean, what is he talking about? He doesn't know what he's talking about, and he says he doesn't want to be moderate. I mean, he's been working. He's a vulture capitalist. He would call himself a venture capitalist, but for the last 4 years, I mean, he hasn't done anything, I don't think. But he's taken a paycheck from what they call a vulture capital firm, Bain Capital. And now he wants us to think that he's woke, that he's really hip or hep, you know? Someone wants to know if he was hit with an empty woke can on the south side of Chicago. You remember that? That was his... Did you see Prince Andrew over the weekend with his interview to the BBC? And he's also been a victim of senseless crime or senseless violence. He said he knows that he can't have had sex with one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims, who there's a nice picture of him with her, and she has pretty good evidence that he was with her three times having sex when she was underage. But he says it can't be him because she says he was sweating and he was under fire during the war in the Falklands. And since then, and he hasn't been able to sweat. It somehow affected his adrenaline supply that when he was in this war in the Falkland Islands. So that's it.
Is that another way of saying he lacked an enzyme?
It's lacking a different enzyme. I'm not a physician, but you know, I read the news pretty carefully, and I've never yet read until this weekend. I've never read a story about someone who claimed that he couldn't perspire. I think usually when you can't perspire, it means you have assumed room temperature, right? I mean, all human beings, all mammals perspire, don't they? Sweat.
Pigs actually don't have sweat glands.
Okay, so pigs don't. Okay, maybe he's a pig. He seems to be a bit of a pig from what his victim says about him. Thanks for the call. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, it's funny how the left and what they're pandering to, you know, they're like so cutting edge on this woke and the awakening. And don't they realize that eventually, if they do get all these folks on their side, you know, the woke and the illegal immigrants, who in the hell is going to pay for all the free stuff?
I know. That's a question I always ask myself as I drive to work every morning. You know, Elizabeth Warren, some of her proposals would increase the tax rate over 100%. Over 100%. Who's working? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I am still in Florida. Grace is back in Boston today, but I'm still in Florida. And our special continues. What really happened? How Donald J. Trump saved America from Hillary Clinton. The president has tweeted about this book, how great it is, three times. It's my book on the campaign. And if you order now at HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, you will also get a T-shirt. Proud to be a deplorable, and it's a blue T-shirt, navy blue T-shirt with white lettering and an American flag underneath. Baby Grace will be wearing one today when she comes on the show for Grace's News. I think we have lots in the studio, although we have a lot fewer than yesterday or last week. So if you want to get What Really Happened and the president's favorite book about the 2016 campaign and a T-shirt that says proud to be a deplorable, a blue, navy blue T-shirt with white lettering with an American flag underneath. Just $19.99. Just $19.99 at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store.
Howie, Grace says she's going to have some trouble doing a costume change today because she's wearing a special device to help improve her posture while back here in the cold north.
I'm sure she can work it out.
It's really cool. It's so you don't hunch, and it's like a big elastic, and you put it on like a backpack, and I have it on right now, and it's really helping.
You can't wear a proud to be a deplorable T-shirt today?
No, I'll throw it on over it, but I wanted everyone to know so they could follow me on this journey of getting better posture, because I'm really trying to get a better posture before.
So are you telling me that you're going to look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, only you didn't go to Notre Dame, you went to Providence College? Are you the Hunchback of Providence College?
Yeah, I have a little Quasimodo right now, but what I'm saying is it's going to be fixed by the time I get married next November, so I'm going to look great walking down the aisle.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice that you had this problem.
This sounds like a lot like a woke person to me.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Duvall's numbers are falling short of expectations. Short? Yeah. Okay. I'm woke. Okay, that's it. Time for a nap. We could go on with this all day, I think, with these. The audience is even more woke to Duvall than I thought. Someone else noticed that isn't it odd that three words that rhyme are woke, joke, and toke? Are you more likely to be woke if you've taken a toke? And someone else points out, if you don't perspire, it's very likely you're going to have a stroke. 844-500-4242. Chick-fil-A is stopping donations to the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That's bad news.
I couldn't believe that story when I saw it.
I'm very disappointed in Chick-fil-A. I mean, Chick-fil-A... Obviously, they see the possibilities of going national. They're moving up rapidly. They're the most popular restaurant chain there is. They're expanding throughout the country. They have huge profit compared to the other fast food chains, even though they're closed on Sunday. How long is it? Hey, if they're going to stop giving money to the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, how long until they start opening on Sunday?
Uh-oh. That's going to completely derail Kanye West's hit single, Closed on Sunday, which is about Chick-fil-A.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. This is just not a good omen.
Well,
that's
the one, not the one thing, but I mean, that was just part of the deliciousness of eating at Chick-fil-A, that you could lord over people, that they held true to their beliefs. I didn't eat there specifically because they, donate to supposed anti-LGBTQ organizations. That wasn't the reason at all, but they held on to their values. And they didn't let anybody tell them what to do. And now they're letting people tell them what to do.
I know. And they're just, and you know what? They're going for the buck. They've been banned from these airports. They have these votes, some college or university opens a new student union and they have a vote by the student body. Who do you want in here? And Chick-fil-A always wins the vote. And then the woke student government council says you can't bring them in because they're anti LGBTQ plus whatever, and it's quite unfortunate. They're on the streaming of the Howie Carr Show on our website. Grace asked me a bunch of questions, and she says, "What if you had to give all your money to one charity? What would it be?" And I responded very quickly. I didn't have to think about it. The Salvation Army. And it's not because they're anti-gay. It's because I think they're pretty much on the up and up. I've never seen too many too many people from the Salvation Army riding around in private jets, or hanging out at the strip clubs.
I've also never heard of anybody from the Salvation Army refusing service to someone who came looking for help just because they were gay.
No, it just wouldn't happen. That's not who they are. You know, they help anybody. It's such a good group, and it's just so unfortunate. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to reiterate what you were saying about Tiny Duvall. He's not a part of the woke party. He's part of the joke party. What makes him think he's going to jump on board now after all this time and make a difference? And what has he done since he left his office as governor?
Well, you remember he got the gig when they were trying to bring the Summer Olympics to Boston, Big Dig 2-0, and, you know, wreck what was left of the city after the Big Dig. And they were going to pay him $7,500 a day. Remember that? To lobby. He wasn't doing it pro bono. They were going to pay him. John Fish from Suffolk Construction was going to pay him $7,500 a day. And then what other gig did he have going? He was going to do the report on the Chicago Police Department. Remember that? Rahm Emanuel hired him. I don't know if he got paid for that. I think he got paid for that as well. He was the chairman of the Blue Ribbon Commission after the cops killed the black kid, I think, on the South Side. And Rahm Emanuel kept the settlement secret until after he could get reelected to his final term. And then they were going to have a big investigation. This was even pre-Jesse Smollett. Not that Jesse Smollett was the Chicago cops' fault. They did a good job on it. But, I mean, there were a bunch of scandals there. So, and then he's got this thing at Bain Capital. I mean, if he were really making big bucks and successfully setting up a mutual fund that was making a lot of dough and getting a lot of money involved, do you think he'd really be taking a long shot like this, Brian?
I don't think so. And I got to wonder, is it true what they say also that Barack Obama is backing him now?
I don't think he's going to endorse him. I mean, they're just saying that they're friends. And that I think that back last year, some of his people, like Valerie Jarrett, maybe, you know, who lives with him and or used to live with him in Washington and Muchel, I think she liked him a lot. And maybe Eric Holder, he'd like to run himself, but I think maybe Eric Holder was talking to him. There was talk that he was the guy they wanted to replace Eric Holder in 2015 as the AG, but he was kind of dodgy even then, you know. So they went with Loretta Lynch. But I don't think the guy's got a chance. I mean, And now Cory Booker's angry. I'm sure Kamala Harris is angry, you know, because they haven't done anything in their campaigns. But what makes them think Duvall's going to do any better? I don't see it. And again, it just really amuses me that the Globe, he was the Globe's guy. They guided him all the way, and they protected him, and they made sure nobody ran any stories. Now they're recycling Herald stories to trash him. He's got to be saying, why me? What happened? And, you know, the thing, like I said, he got lazy. You know, they never get hit, so they don't know how to take a punch. They got all these Democrats got glass jaws, not just Duvall. They're not you when the woke in the journalistic community turn on them. They're shocked. They're stunned. They're like McCain, the Republican, in 2008 after he got the nomination. And suddenly the Straight Talk Express became the Straight Jacket Express because he was running against someone even more woke than himself. Thanks for the call. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
If you have a condition that doesn't allow you to sweat and your royalty, and you know you're committing statutory rape, you sweat.
I knew that some royal families in Europe have genetic problems with the inbreeding. Like, didn't they? Weren't they some of them hemophiliacs? They couldn't stop the bleeding. Like I think the Romanovs were hemophiliacs. But I never heard anyone. What is there a specific medical term for your inability to perspire? I don't know. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Bill from West Hartford, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, hi, Howie. Hi, Howie. Next week, Thursday, is Thanksgiving 2019, as we all know. And I'm invited again to my brother's house in Waterbury, Connecticut, where they're all, I mean, all of them are Trump supporters. And I'm the only Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton supporter. So I want to ask you, can I go with you to the Thanksgiving dinner table and talk politics with you and make eyes to Charlotte, your daughter Charlotte?
The quick answer is no.
Why? Why? They're going to throw turkey legs at me like they did last year at Thanksgiving.
I hope they're going to order Butcher Box, so you don't have to put up with it. Maybe you can go to the soup kitchen in Hartford, Bill. Maybe afterwards you can go out on the street and ask somebody to give you some money so you can get a pint of fortified wine.
Speaking of that, I'm all out of money as of this morning. No more pills. Can some of your listeners, out of the goodness of their hearts, send me money in the mail, about $10,000 check?
Taylor.
A $10,000.
Now he doesn't have to worry about going down to Waterbury on the bus to his brother's house for Thanksgiving. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
We have a good audience here. Ask and I shall receive. What is the name of the malady when one cannot properly perspire? It's, thanks, texters, anhidrosis, anhidrosis. The inability to sweat normally. When you don't sweat, perspire, your body can't cool itself, which can lead to overheating and sometimes to heat stroke. Rhymes with woke. Joke and broke and toke. A potentially fatal condition. And the attraction to underage women or children, girls, it's called pedophilia. We all know the meaning of that word.
What rhymes with that?
I don't think I even want to think about that.
Hemophilia. Taylor.
Hemophilia again, and that's something that was a terrible problem for I think the Romanovs, maybe the Habsburgs too.
All comes full circle.
Yeah. 844-500-4242. Boy, that was I know they always say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but apparently that was one of the worst interviews of all time. Why would you give an interview like that? And he said he categorically states that he never had sex with that woman. Kind of like Bill Clinton, another friend of Jeffrey Epstein. I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. 844-500-4242. Got some people saying they don't like Bill from West Hartford. Hey, come on, he needs some money. People are wondering, today is the 18th, by the way. How is he? I could see it if it was the 30th or the 31st of the month. I know there's no 31st in November, but if it was the end of the month, you know, your pills run out, but the 18th of the month, his pills have run out? Too bad. 844-500-4242. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hi, Howie. Yeah, his pills might run out, but still, I'd have slipped him a pint of T-Bird, you know? You got to have compassion.
Yeah, I know. Fortified wine. And the thing is, we have an economy now where there is essentially full employment. They just released the numbers over the weekend here in Florida. The Palm Beach County unemployment rate is 3%. That's full employment. It's under 3% in New Hampshire. Under 3%. And yet Bill from West Hartford hasn't worked since the Gerald Ford administration.
Well, it'd be bad for his constitution. But, you know, truth be told, there are some people we wouldn't want working, you know. They might hurt somebody. But to my point, Howie, Salvation Army, this story is a number of years old. Back when Ray Kroc died, Mrs. Kroc, after the dust settled, she made a huge gift, over $1 billion, to the Salvation Army, and they turned it down. You know why? Because there are all kinds of left-wing, woke, globalist agenda strings attached.
Really?
They turned down the money, and so that's why anybody who's looking for a good place to put their money after they pass, you kind of can't find a better place than the Salvation Army.
Yeah, I know. It's just a good place. When they put the kettles out there and you hear the bell ring and give them some money and just remember that they need the dough and they spend it wisely, I think. And I always like people that are wearing the Salvation Army uniform. They seem to be really decent human beings, just totally. Thanks for the call, Gary. Mark, quickly, very quickly, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to speak about the Chick-fil-A debacle here today and how the, you know, continuation of the 2016 outrage campaign continues. You know, as conservatives, we still have a lot of work to do to continue doing business with a conservative company and having those companies weather the storm when the left decides to rain down on them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we got to get to Bill Barr later in the show. This speech that he made before the Federalist Society on Friday night. He's talking about how the progressives have just totally taken leave of their senses, and they're worshiping politics as a religion, and it's a very dangerous slope we're on. I'm Howie Carr.